You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
But if you don't recognize Jesus to be the Son of God,
now
if you want to see God outside of Jesus, you might not find him. And to be exact, you definitely will not find God.
因为主耶稣告诉我们说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
Because Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life.
若不借着我，没有人能够到父那里去。
Nobody shall go to the Father but through me.
但是弟兄姊妹们，他跟法利赛人这些辩论有没有果效呢？
But all these arguments back and forth, is it really useful?
你们说有效没有？
Now, do you think it will bring any effect?
可能对法利赛人没有效。
Maybe it doesn't work in the Pharisees.
但是在旁边听见的人，有些人有更客观的态度，他们相信了。
But all the other people who are listening, they might have a more objective attitude. They might be convinced.
弟兄姊妹们，我们刚才讲过主耶稣的使命是什么？
You see, we talk about Jesus' commission.
他从父神那里受差遣而来。
He came down, was sent down by heaven, by Father.
曾经道成肉身来到地上。
And become, and the word become flesh.And come to this earth.
并且这样宣告说，认识我就是认识父。
And he claimed that if you know me, then you know God.
为什么？因为我与父原为一。
Because I and my Father was one.
这些话，我不晓得法利赛人能不能吞下他们的骄傲而接受。
I don't know those Pharisees whether they can swallow their pride and just receive and accept them.
但是更客观的人就看见了。
But those who have an attitude more objective, they can see.
所以耶稣继续对他们说。
So, continually, Jesus said to them.
他说我要去了，你们要找我。
He said, if I go and you are going to look for me.
常常我坐在这里想想抓抓头皮，到底为什么主耶稣说你们要找我？
And I was just wondering, why is Jesus so sure that they were still seeking after him?
主耶稣这么有把握，我要去了，你们要找我。
How can Jesus be so sure that after he's gone, people will start looking for him?
并且找不着。
And then he said that you cannot find me.
我就想起旧约里面有一个故事。
And I was reminded about a story in the Old Testament.
当以利亚升天的时候。
When Elijah was ascended up to heaven.
他的门徒们找他却找不着。
And all his disciples trying to find him and who couldn't, they can't.
以利沙就是那个认识以利亚是谁的人。
But only Elijah who really fully recognized who Elijah is.
他说你们不必去找。
Said that you don't have to look for him.
因为神把他取去了。
Because God took him.
但是他的门以利亚的门徒说，或者他神把他藏在什么地方，藏在一个洞里面，或者丢在山谷里面。
But all the other disciples say, oh, maybe God sort of hide him, maybe hide him in a valley in a certain cave.
弟兄姊妹们，这里主耶稣讲到他怎样回到父神面前那里去。
Here Jesus talk about how he go back to God.
他说你们我要去了，你们要找我，并且找不到。
And he said, I shall be gone, and you're gonna look for me, and you cannot find me.
而且你们要死在罪里面。
And then you shall die in sin.
弟兄姊妹，你看这里奇妙不奇妙
Now, did you say, now isn't this marvelous?
凡是相信耶稣基督的人，不会再去找他。
Those who already believe in him.Doesn't have to look for him anymore.
因为知道他要升天。
Because they knew that he will ascend to heaven.
那些留在罪里面的人，对于耶稣基督升天有问题。
Those who are still in sin, they have a big question about whether Jesus will ascend to heaven or not.
他们要去找他，却找不着。
And they want to go find Jesus, and they can't find him.
主说我所去的地方，你们不能到。
Because Jesus said, "Where I'm going, you can't go."
为什么不能到？
Now why not?
有两个原因。
There are two reasons.
一个。是因为他们去的地方根本不同。
One is that they're going to totally different places.
主耶稣去的地方，他们不能到。
Where Jesus is going, they cannot go.
因为那个到的地方是要他们凭信心去的。
Because that place, they have to go by faith.
他们要接受主耶稣的救恩才能去的地方。
They have to receive the salvation from Jesus in order to go.
这是所以这是两个原因，一个他们不要去。
So first, the two reasons. The first is that they don't want to go.
第二，他们不能去。
Secondly, they can't go.
所以这些话犹太人听了又觉得很稀奇。
So the Jews was really marveled at these dialogue.
他们世界上有什么地方你能去我们不能去的。
And they were saying, where on this earth that there's such a place that you can go and we cannot go?
今天在这里任何人去的地方我们大概也都能去。
I believe today anybody want to go a certain place we can all go.
但是当初法利赛人说他去的地方我们不能去。难道他要自杀吗？
And Pharisees said, well, maybe he wanted to commit suicide.
为什么我不晓得
Why they have this conclusion, I don't know.
有一个可能在法利赛人有这样教训
Maybe they have this kind of teaching.
若是自杀的话就下到阴间
And maybe if anybody commits suicide, they will go to a certain place like Hades.
所以他们认为说只有一个地方我们不能去就是耶稣可能要自杀去了
So they concluded,、oh, maybe this is one place we can't go. Maybe Jesus wanted to kill himself.
所以你看一个有启示属灵启示人所讲的话跟那些听的人完全不知道他在讲什么
So this is such a big difference. If you don't have the revelation from God, the conclusion can be so far off.
有一位弟兄告诉我，他说：“周弟兄，你讲的道我听不懂，好像听鸭子听打雷一样。”
This one brother told me that, brother Child, I can't understand your preaching. It seems like it's like the duck is listening to the thunder.
有两个可能哈，一个是我声音太大了。
There are two reasons. One is that I talk too loud.
一个是我讲的不通不通。
Or I was.
还有一个可能，就的确我们需要很努力的、很用心的听见神在他话语里面一切属灵的启示。
Maybe we really have to really pay a lot of attention and to be very diligent in understanding what God is trying to tell us.
这段圣经耶稣讲什么呢？
Now, so what Jesus is trying to tell us in this passage?
耶稣讲的乃是十字架的道路。
Jesus talking about the way of the cross.
他说你们要死在罪中。
He said, you shall die in sin.
我去的地方你们不能去。
And I'm going to a place where you can't go.
这些法利赛人猜不透。
And those Pharisees can't guess what he's talking about.
但今天我们信主的人看得非常清楚。
But those of us who already believe in the Lord can really see it very clearly.
主说我要去了，他去哪里？
And God said, Jesus said, I'm going. And where is he going?
他乃是上到十字架上。
He is going onto the cross.
我去的地方你们不能去。
He said, that's why he said, the place I'm going, you can't.
十字架是你们不能去的地方。
That cross is somewhere you can't go.
因为任何人一上了十字架都已经死亡。
Because anybody who go to cross will die.
耶稣经过十字架却又复活。
But through the cross, Jesus died and resurrected.
并且他复活之后升上高天去。
And after resurrection, he ascended to heaven.
是那些没有复活生命的人不能去的地方。
And they will reach to the place where those who does not have this resurrected life can never go.
所以弟兄姊妹，耶稣讲的话清不清楚啊？
So Jesus, is he very clear on the
thing? 他说我所去的地方你们不能去。
Jesus said very clearly that the place I'm going, you can't go.
因为十字架是那些有罪的人不能去的地方。
Because cross is the place where the sinful man cannot go.
本来该他们去的。
Indeed, they were supposed to go.
主却不要他们去。
But Jesus doesn't want them to go.
但是当主复活以后，没有接受耶稣十字架的人也不能去。
And after Jesus' resurrection, all those who did not receive the cross, cannot go to the cross either.
因为他们的罪没有得到赦免。
Because their sins were not forgiven yet.
既然罪没有得到赦免，就没有得到新的生命。
And if their sins are not forgiven, they did not receive the new life.
没有得到新的生命，就不能复活。
And without the new life, you cannot rise again.
不能复活，就不能升天。
And then if you cannot be resurrected, you will not go up to heaven.
就不能见到父神。
Then you cannot see God, the
Father. 所以耶稣回到父神那里去，他们就不能去。
So after Jesus went back to his Father, they can't go.
耶稣的话太清楚，再清楚也没有了。
It's indeed a very, very clear answer.
但是那些法利赛人听的不知道听到哪里去。
But the Pharisees can't understand at all.
他说：“难道你要自杀吗？”
He said, "Are you going to commit suicide?"
说你们，耶稣说：“你们这些人呐、啊，你们实在从下头来了。”
And Jesus said, "Well, you are really coming from the side, from below."
从你所想的话，就证明说你们的心思完全在阴间。
So from what you're talking about, we indeed you know all your thoughts was really from Hades.
耶稣说：“我从上头来的。”
He said, "I came from above."
你们从下头来的。
And you are from this world.
你们是属这个世界的。
And you belong to this world.
我不属这个世界。
And I don't.
所以我对你们说，你们要死在罪中。
That's why I said you shall die in sin.
你们若不信我是基督，必要死在罪中。
If you don't believe that I am Christ, you shall die in sin.
原文在这里没有说。基督两个字
and in the original text there's no Christ
他说你们若不信我是你们必要死在罪中
and he said if you don't believe that I am you shall die in sin
所以第四个问题他们又问出来了
so there comes the fourth question
他们问说你到底是谁呀、啊、
they said who are you
你是谁呀、啊、
who are you
我相信这是他们所有问题中间最严肃的一个。
So I believe this is the most serious question.
也是他们靠近救恩最近的一个。
And also that is the time when they ask the question, they really come the closest to salvation.
当耶稣宣告说我是世上的光的时候。
When Jesus claimed that he's the light of the world.
他们心还远远的，他们挑战说：“耶稣，你的见证不真。”
And their heart is still so far away. They challenge Jesus, saying that your witness is not true.
当耶稣引他们说话，讲到父神的时候
，And when Jesus trying to lead them to talk about God the Father,
他们开始有点兴趣，好奇起来。
And they starting to have a little interest. The curiosity starting to rise up.
如何能把父给我们看
？They say that how can you show your Father to us?
当耶稣跟他们讲十字架的道路的时候
，But when Jesus lead them to point to them the road of the cross.
清清楚楚讲到罪的问题。
It was very, very clearly talking about the matter of sin.
知道因着认识他而能够罪得的赦免。
And also they pointed to them that because of faith that their sins can be forgiven.
他说我是基督，所以你们若不信我是，就必要死在罪中。
He said, I'm Christ. If you don't believe that I am, that you shall die in sin.
当他们问你是谁的时候
，So eventually they ask, Who are you?
是圣灵的工作离他们最靠近的时候。
And that is when the Holy Spirit is really working closest to them.
今天在教会里面，我们很多人来聚会。
Today I have the same question. A lot of times we know that a lot of people come to church on Sundays.
有些人他远远的跟着家里人来听道。
And some people just following their families, they come and just listen.
所以他们不愿意暴露身份。
So they didn't want to expose themselves.
他们不愿意问很严肃的问题。
They don't want to ask very serious questions.
主说我是生命的光。
And God said, I am the light of the world.
你若接受，你可以得救。
And if you want to receive me, you can be saved.
但你偏偏有很多的怀疑。
But then if you have all kinds of doubts.
你要问说耶稣见证到底真不真
？And you want to ask whether Jesus' witness is true or not.
主说我知道我从哪里来。
And Jesus said, I know where I come from.
但是你说为什么我不能看见有形的神向我显现
？And if you ask, well, how come I cannot see God? If you show God to me,
主说认识我就是认识父神。
But then Jesus answered.You know me, you know God.
你也听见福音告诉你人有罪。
And you heard that the gospel told you that everyone is a sinner.
相信耶稣基督就能得到赦免。
And if you believe in Jesus, you will be forgiven.
你也心动了。
And your heart seems to shine.
现在来了一个最要紧的问题。
Now comes the most serious, most important question.
到底你认不认识耶稣是谁
？Now do you know who Jesus is?
这里耶稣的名字叫做我是。
Here his name is I am.
我是。是一个非常难以翻译的名字。
And that is such a hard name to translate.
没有人能够翻译我是这两个字叫他做名字。
Because nobody would consider I am as a name.
但是在出埃及记里面神自己启示说他的名字叫我是。
But in the book of Exodus, God revealed himself that his name is I am.
因为你知道中文里面没有时态。
You see, in Chinese, there's no tense.
我有一个美国朋友，他说有一天他读到中文，学到一点中文，非常高兴。
And I have a friend, a Caucasian friend who once he has learned a little bit about Chinese, who's very happy.
他说中文太好了，因为没有时态的分别，太容易学了。
It's so great because in Chinese there's no tense, it's so easy.
也没有形容词，也没有各种名词的分别，只要字对就行了。
And there's no such thing as adverb, and as long as you use the right word, it will be okay.
你知道我学了几年德文都还给老师了。
And I learned a few years of German, and I gave it totally back to the teacher.
因为德文搞不清楚时态，等于没学。
Because if you don't know the tense in German, it's just like you never learn it.
但是所以我是这两个字非常难翻译。
So it's very, very hard to translate the word I am.
因为这个我是，就是时态来讲，它包括所有一切，亘古到永远。
Because if you talk about tense, that I am really actually include all the tenses.
在启示录里面，主耶稣就说我是昔在、今在。永远藏在的。
In the book of Revelation, Jesus claimed that I am, for I am,
I was, I am,
I was, I am, I will be,
I forever am,
I'm forever am.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这些中文没有办法了。
So this is far beyond our Chinese translation.
其实希伯来人也很头痛，碰见神对他们显现，告诉他名字时也很头痛。
And actually, the Hebrews also have the same problem.
主对摩西说，我的名字叫亚伟。
And God told Moses, said that my name is Yahweh.
英文翻译就是 the great I am, 伟大的我就是。
And then that's the English translation of the great I am.
这我就是这个名字太大了。
And the name is so great.
把一切东西都包罗万有放在里
面。Because it included everything.
我就是。
I am.
因为我从起初就是。
Because I am from the very beginning.
我是一切。
I am every, I am all.
弟兄姊妹们，谁能够替神想一个更好的名字，叫做我是。
Now, who can think of a better name than this?
所以这是神的启示。
So this is really God's revelation.
当有一天神对摩西说，我叫我是。
And when one day when God revealed to Moses saying that I am, I am.
你知道是在什么场合吗？
You know what kind of situation was that?
在荆棘篇上面这样说的。
That was in the book of the burning bush.
荆棘篇里面是什么场合呢？
Now what situation was then?
是神要打发摩西引以色列人出埃及的时候。
And that's when God wants to send Moses to take all the Israelites out of Egypt.
摩西对神说，你若打发我去，我对他们若问我说，是谁打发你来，我怎么回答他们呢？
And Moses said, well, if you want to send me, and then my people will ask me, who sent you? What's the name of your God?
神就对他说，我的名字叫的，我就是。
And then God answered Moses, says, I am. My name is I am.
哇，摩西一定听得非常清楚。
And I believe Moses really fully understands.
而且这个名字很有应用的价值。
And also it has great applications.
当以色列人对摩西挑战说，这个打发你来的我就是，是什么呢？
Because when later on, when the Israelites challenged Moses, saying, well, this God I am, who is he really?
摩西就要告诉他们说，是那位一切的一切。
And Jesus, and Moses can answer them that he is the one that's in all and above all.
你们不是没有活水吗？
Now, remember you don't have any water, remember?
他就是那个磐石里面发出来的活水。
And he is that water coming out of the rock.
你不是没有食物吃吗？
Now, didn't you remember that you didn't have food?
他就是那个从天上降玛拿给你们的。
Now, he's the one that he sent down the manna from heaven, and he's the manna.
你们不是不能胜过非利士人吗？
Now, didn't you remember that you cannot triumph over the Philistines?
他就是你们的旌旗。
And he is your flag.
Banner. 你不是得的疾病吗？
Now, didn't you remember you were sick?
他的名字就是医治。
And his name is healing.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看亚伟这个字，耶和华尼西就是耶和华的旌旗，耶和华拉法就是耶和华的医治，耶和华预备，每一件事情都是加上神的名字耶和华。
So all the names that the Jehovah Nishi, the Jehovah Rama, they all means.
大家知道耶和华以勒，耶和华的预备。
And we all know that his provision is Jehovah Ira.
所以弟兄姊妹，耶和华这个名字，我是这个名字是个活的名字。
So that name is a living name.
什么东西你都可以加在底下。
And you can put everything under.
我就是点点点。
And I am and dot dot dot.
所以中文里面说我就是基督，那个基督两个字去掉，点点点倒是可以留下来。
So actually in the Chinese Bible when it says I am Christ and the Christ was not original there and we can omit, but those dots we can save.
你们懂不懂我讲什么意思？圣经里面很多就小点哈，那个小点就是翻译的人不会翻加上去的字，它原文没有这个字，所以它注几个小点让你知道原文不在里面。
I think most of you all know that in the Chinese Bible when there's a dot on the text, that means those words was not there in the original text, but in order to make it clearer, so they add some words to it.
所以那里主说我就是基督，把基督两个字去掉，点点点留下来。
So it says that I am the Christ, you can remove the word Christ, but you save those dots.
那么弟兄们，耶稣是谁啊？
So who is he? Who is he?
耶稣就是那伟大的我就是。
And he is that great I am.
怪不得法利赛人听不懂啊。
No wonder Pharisees cannot understand.
你是谁啊？
Now who are you?
你是谁啊？
Now who are you?
弟兄们，记不记得当保罗得救的时候也问说，主啊，你是谁啊？
Now don't you remember when Paul first saved, he also had the same question. He said, Lord, who are you?
不管我们讲的多深的道理，讲到耶和华我是，讲到耶稣是谁。
No matter how deep a message we can preach on who Jesus is, who God is, but when you first saved,
当你遇见主的时候,
when you met God,
你还会像保罗一样从心里诧异, 你是谁啊?
And you will have the same question just like Paul asking, who are you?
我很喜欢讲你是谁这个题目。
I like to preach on who are you.
可惜时间不多。
But the time's up.
如果继续讲，你们要对我说。
If I continue preaching, then you probably ask me,
你是谁啊？你算老几啊？
Who are you?
所以我就停在这里。
So I'll stop here.
我不是谁。
I'm nobody.
只有一位是谁。
There's only one I am.
就是耶稣基督。
That's Jesus.
不仅是他在对法利赛人传信息
，Not only he preached to the Pharisees。
他说：“我在那里所听见的，在父神那里听见的，我就传给世人。
”And he said, "Whatever I hear from the Father, I preach it to the world."
大家看见没有？二十七节、二十六节。
Did you see in verse 26?
我在他那里所听见的，我就传给世人。
He said, "All that I who has sent me." The things which I heard from him, these I speak to the world.
我再说弟兄姊妹们，这是一个最成功的问题解答，带人信主。
Once again, I want to say that this passage is the most successful question and answer session.
把一个有怀疑的人
，He can turn someone with great doubt.
传到神的光中
to the light of God.
他虽然不能接受耶稣的见证
，Although he cannot receive God Jesus' testimony.
虽然他还有怀疑，他要认识神。
Although he's still in doubts, but he wanted to know God.
希望凭他的肉身看见神。
And he even wanted to see God with their naked eye.
主说在他的身上就是父神。
But Jesus says, in him is God the Father.
而且主把十字架的道路显明给我们看。
And also God showed them the way of the cross.
这位从父神出来的，他要回到父神那里去。
This one came from the Father to God and will go back to the Father.
他所经过的是十字架。
And the way he went through is cross.
他所经过的路程叫做复活。
And the road he went through is called the resurrection.
只有这一位我就是的神。
Only this one whose name is I am.
能够做成这样奇妙的救恩。
Can beBeOur God and who can accomplish this salvation.
听见这些话真是动容。
I believe a lot of people after hearing this were just totally touched.
我里面也动起来。
And after I read this passage, my inside was also touched.
感谢神，这里记载说就有许多人信他。
And praise the Lord because it was recorded in verse 30 that after hearing this, many believed him.
今天我所讲的不如耶稣讲的精彩。
And I believe I can preach as great as Jesus at that time.
但是耶稣的灵也在这里做工。
But Jesus' spirit is also working here today.
希望每一个人都能从不信、怀疑转到认识耶稣是谁。
And I believe all who are not believed will change from unbelief to belief.
这样你就要信他。
And then you shall believe in Jesus.
接受他的十字架。
And receive the cross.
相信他的给予你永远的生命。
And believe that eternal life he shall give you.
我们一起祷告好吧。
Let us pray together.
主耶稣赞美你，你是伟大的，我就是。
Pray, Lord Jesus, we thank you and we praise you because you are the great I am.
你从万有之上而来。
You come from above.
你从父那里而来。
And you come from the Father.
今天在世人中间，你成了我们的光。
This morning, and you become the light among the worldly people.
引导我们走生命的道路。
And you lead us into the way of life.
从前我们不知道从哪里来。
We didn't know where we came from before.
也不知道要往哪里去。
And we didn't know where we're going.
今天因为接受你做我们的救主。
But because this morning when we receive you as our personal Savior.
给了我们真实生命的方向和意义。
You give us a true direction and the true meaning of life.
主耶稣，求你把十字架的真理显明在这里。
Lord, please reveal to us the truth of the cross.
让我们接受你的救恩。
So that we can receive your salvation.
让你的生命做我们的生命。
And so that your life can be our life.
让我们更深的认识你是谁。
So that we will understand even more who you are.
感谢主，今天早晨在这里与我们同在。
We praise you and thank you because you are with us this morning.
让我们真实的相信你。
So that we will believe in you truly.
若是在我们中间第一次愿意接受他的
，Those of us among those of you who have received him the very first time this morning，
我知道你还有很多的问题。
I know you still have a lot of questions。
不要紧。
Doesn't matter。
若是你有客观的态度
，If you have a very objective mind，
你愿意接受他
，And you are willing to receive him，
我想请你散会以后
，I urge you after the meeting，
在主日学的班上跟你的老师谈一谈。
In the Sunday school classes， you talk to your teachers。
让你能够清楚地得救
so that you can receive the salvation clearly.
我们也要为你祷告
and we shall also pray for you.
主耶稣，我们把这样的人交托在你的手中
Lord, we commit these friends to your hand.
我相信你的话是真理
We believe your word is the truth.
把感谢赞美归给你
And we give you thanks and give you glory.
靠耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Do you have any thoughts or questions after listening to the program? Please send your letters. Let us have fellowship in the grace of God. You are also welcome to listen to and watch other programs on the website of Living in Jesus. May the truth of Jesus guide you to walk with the Lord day by day.